Hi, my name is James Rowland-Jones, and I'm Principal Program Manager for Azure SQL Data Warehouse. In this session, we're going to be talking about the new Optimize for Compute performance tier that's available in preview for the service. SQL Data Warehouse has been generally available in Azure for about a year now, and in that time, we have had a great success with customers separating compute and storage to enable them to have a very flexible cloud data warehouse solution. However, when you do that, all the I/O suddenly becomes remote, and that can cause difficulties for customers really who are pushing the boundaries of performance and scalability. So we have spent an enormous amount of time and invested in this new performance tier known as the Optimize for Compute Performance Tier, which is leveraging the latest and greatest Azure hardware and also doing some interesting stuff to the storage to be able to give you this new great performance boost to your system. So first thing to note is that those nodes themselves are much larger in size. You have about 2.5 times the amount of memory, and the cores themselves are also dramatically increased. So the nodes themselves are bigger, but they also have this new NVMe SSD locally on the node. This NVMe SSD is the first of its kind of any cloud data warehouse service to be adopting this technology. And what it gives us is a way of storing locally on the nodes some data to actually improve the performance of the system. Okay, now the second thing that we have done in the remote storage is actually externalized the column store segments so that they can sit separate from the files themselves. What does that mean? Well, it means that we can actually copy those segments because of their immutable nature up onto the cache itself, keeping them close to the CPUs, giving us great throughput and phenomenal performance improvements. Some of our customers have already reported increases that are up to 100x in terms of performance improvements from this new architectural change. What does it also mean for the data? It means that we actually have a temperature running on the data. So the most frequently accessed data, if you like, is as close to the CPUs as humanly possible. The hottest data will stay resident in memory, and anything that is still frequently accessed will be sat on that NVMe SSD, giving us great connectivity without having to go to remote storage to be able to go and get any colder data. The colder data, though, is always available online. So actually, it means that you can really only size the system for the working set of your data rather than having to have all of the data up on the nodes themselves. Now, in terms of capacity and scalability, these new bigger nodes mean that we actually start at a much higher entry point. We're starting at about DW1000C, but we are able to scale much, much higher, right? We are able to scale 5 times to 30,000 compute data warehouse units. This gives our customers with the most demanding workloads great headroom for the future and also for great performance benefits as the system scales linearly all the way up to 30,000 compute data warehouse units. Just to give you an idea, 30,000 compute data warehouse units, you're actually provisioning over 4,000 virtual cores in a matter of minutes. Now that separation of compute and storage, the actual externalizing of the column store segments, also means that we're able to separate out column store data from the row store data when we think about capacity and capacity limits. We typically allow 1.2 petabytes of data raw in the service, which is compressed at around 5 times to give you about 240 terabyte size on disk. However, by separating out the columnar storage in the way that we have, you can now effectively hold as much columnar store data as you want. We don't actually place a restriction on you, so you can literally hold as much column store data in the system as you need for your system. Let's now cut over to a demonstration, and I'll show you how you can provision the new SQL Data Warehouse service. let's go ahead and provision a new SQL data warehouse that's been optimized for compute with the new performance tier. So the first thing we need to do is click here on the left and click on the plus new button to open up the right blade. We select databases and then choose our favorite database, SQL Data Warehouse. So we click on that, and this opens up what we call the provisioning blade, and I need to start filling this in. So I'll add a data warehouse name. I'll call it JRJ Connect DW. I pick the right subscription. I'll pick my Visual Studio subscription. And then I need to add a resource group to the system or use one that I'd created previously. Here, I'm just creating a new one. Now I can select a variety of different sources. Today, I'm just going to be leaving that blank. And now I'm going to go and configure a new server. Servers are important because actually they ground the system in Azure to a specific region. And for us, we want to be in one of the preview performance tier regions. And so we need to make sure that we pick one of those. So I'm just filling in some basic details here. Whilst I'm doing that, I'll just let you know that the regions that we're currently available in is West Europe, which is the one I have here below. I also have availability in Southeast Asia, and then for the US, we have four regions: East US, East US 2, West US 2, and South Central US. Now we can move into the performance tier, which is the new configuration option. You can see that it defaults to the optimized for elasticity tier. This is the generally available service, and now we can click over here and choose the optimized for compute preview performance tier. Notice that the bottom parts have changed to reflect the fact that we are now scaling in compute data warehouse units. And so as you can see, we can scale the blade up and down as we need to. Here we're going to settle on 2,000 compute data warehouse units. And you can see that the pricing here has been changed to reflect that price. Notice we're running here on preview rate, so you're getting great value for your money at the moment because of those preview rates. Lastly, because we are in preview, there are some T's and C's to accept. You just need to click here, enter your name and address, and away you go. So that's literally all you have to do to be able to select the new optimized for compute performance tier and create your own SQL data warehouse in a matter of minutes. That's all I have for you for now. I hope you enjoy the rest of the videos that are available and enjoy your SQL Data Warehouse experience.